This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News, I'm Laura Winters. The sound of protesters in Israel, as it's been 3 months and people are questioning where are the hostages and what's being done to get them out.
The government should do everything they can do to bring them back home. It's so many days that they are there.
Israelis who are missing a loved one kidnapped by Hamas terrorists back on October 7th, protesting in Tel Aviv and setting up a long table with more than 100 empty white chairs with color pictures of those still being held.
We don't know who is alive, who is not.
In other news, in light of the war in Ukraine and the war in the Middle East, it seems it would be a good idea to know where the U.S. Defense Secretary is. But we are learning more about his absence. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin, turns out, was in the hospital as the result of complications from a medical procedure, and he was even in ICU for a period. Problem is, he reportedly didn't inform the White House for a few days. He was hospitalized Monday, and reporters at the Pentagon first alerted to the situation on Friday. To Fort Lauderdale, Florida now, and another shocker, where people are absolutely stunned to see a tornado-looking funnel cloud hit.
A lightning strike.
A severe weather system is moving across the country right now, bringing snow to the northeast.
It is likely that the southern half to two-thirds of the state will only see rain.
Here's New Jersey Governor, Democrat Phil Murphy.
We are all ready for whatever comes our way and taking every precaution, although it is Mother Nature. So we do our very best to calculate, predict, and prepare, but you have to accept the fact that it is Mother Nature.
This is USA News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
Another handout to illegal aliens, a report from California that Democrat Governor Gavin Newsom will be giving free health care to another 750,000 illegals on top of the 1.1 already receiving it at taxpayer expense. This comes as California is facing its biggest budget deficit ever. One person killed, 12 hurt after a bus crashes in upstate New York on a highway near Lake George. Police say the bus rolled over. Detectives investigating the cause of the crash. Pennsylvania Senator Democrat John Fetterman says he doesn't recognize his alma mater, Harvard, anymore. Fetterman speaking out about former Harvard President Claudine Gay, who was forced to step down after she refused to condemn anti-Semitism raging on campus. Fetterman in an interview saying, as an alum of Harvard, look, I graduated 25 years ago, and of course it was always a little pinko, but now I don't recognize it. In other news, a third batch of Jeffrey Epstein documents unsealed. The new public documents allege Epstein and his associates would target and troll nightclubs looking for teenage girls. Also, new details about Prince Andrew. His butler alleges he received daily massages at Epstein's home in Palm Beach, Florida. And we learn Epstein invoked the Fifth Amendment 500 times during a deposition in 2016, and he dodged questions about former President Bill Clinton and the Clinton Foundation. And I'm Laura Winters, USA News.
President Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands. Guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-932-1597. 800-932-1597. That's 800-932-1597. Paid for by the Tax Helpline.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Hey, it's what we do, and thank you for joining in as we continue to march forward, not losing faith and not giving up, but knowing that we're in it for the long haul. I mean, it took us this long and decades, ladies and gentlemen, of apathy to get to this point. And it's like waking up one day and you go, whoa, where did that extra 30 pounds come from? It just gradually grows on you. But here we are as Americans looking in the mirror and going, this is unacceptable. We got to do something about it. So thank you for, you know, joining in on the good fight here to get this country back on track. It's 6 minutes after the top of the hour right now. Scott Powell is going to be joining us. Scott is currently a senior fellow at Discovery Institute, a member of the committee on this present danger, China. Scott, good morning. Happy New Year to you, my friend. How are you?
Hey, good morning, Bill. I'm very well, and Happy New Year to you and your audience.
Well, I'm appreciative of your latest commentary, affirms that, yes, we've got the goods to defeat the left's U.S. demolition plans. And the goods are, is that it's basically in our DNA. I mean, this has been the history, the legacy of this great country. The many patriots who've gone before us, our U.S. Constitution, our documents that affirm, you know, that it is about liberty, life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. And the left does not offer anything like that. They offer deconstruction, a demolition of these values that we hold near and dear, that we want to pass on to the next generation. But we need to understand that, we're dealing, yeah, I mean, this is a spiritual battle. This is a battle for America's soul. I mean, it's that dramatic. We cannot, be bifurcated and be singularly interested in, you know, just issues that are out there that the Democrats have used as wedges to divide us. We have to bring it back to fundamental principles, and those fundamental principles is about America, Scott. These are the things that enjoin us and draw us one to another. And this is putting aside party politics. Party politics has done more to destroy and disunify this country of ours than it has to really do, especially in the current era, to do something positive where you can come in and say, oh, man, I'm sure glad, you know, the Democratic Party is around.
I don't disagree with you, Bill, but I'll say this, that we know we're in a communist type revolution now more than ever, because the various assaults to divide us in every which way are so much more pronounced than they ever have been before. party politics, when there's a consensus of values, it is good to have differing opinions. That's what life is. Mm. People see things differently, and when they, and in politics, they can see things differently and come to a compromise. They can come to see that they need to modify their hardline position, perhaps to accommodate, someone who differs a little bit, but basically shares the basic values.
The current Democratic Party no longer holds
the American values dear and near to their hearts. They are a revolutionary party now that wants to take us into a lawless state wherein our country collapses, and they will join forces with other globalists and then recreate a new world order. This is what they're about.
Exactly.
But the positive is that there are very few of these elitists. They're not large in numbers, whereas there's a huge number of American people who believe in the values that you expressed, Bill, coming out of the Declaration, life, liberty, the pursuit of happiness. I would add to that, it's interesting when they drafted the Declaration, they took that right out of John Locke, but John Locke's third point wasn't the pursuit of happiness. It was property. Life, liberty, and property were the basis of what he saw as a free society. And we know that our property is under assault now in every which way. They want to deny us of our property and the use of our property. They want to direct us to give up the freedom of and the cheaper cost of a gas-powered automobile and force us to buy electric that they can control. And by the way, they can shut them all off.
Exactly. Right.
They want to lock us down. They just turn the circuitry off and your electric car doesn't work anymore.
Exactly.
And they want this ability because they want to control us. They want us to live in compact urban areas, and they want to prevent us from enjoying nature. They want us to eat bugs, and the list goes on and on. Their vision for us is so demeaning and so unappealing that we simply have to just say, we're not going there.
But it has to be said in such a definitive way.
Elections, but I have no doubt that we're rejecting this agenda in November of 2024.
Well, and you just said something that's really critical here, and that is in protecting our elections. I thought it was quite interesting. I don't know if you saw this comment from the Prime Minister who just got reelected in Bangladesh, Scott. And she was touting that they had a very free and fair election. In fact, of all things, ironically enough, we had American observers there in Bangladesh to make sure it was a free and fair election. And the American observers, I mean, like as if we know what a free and fair election looks like because of what's happened recently. So it's just kind of rich with irony. And so she makes the comment to the representative, and she says, well, I think, in fact, our election was probably more free and fair than yours in America.
Wow. Did that get any replay in the mainstream media? Probably.
No. This is an international channel that I was watching.
Right.
And what it brings to mind here is that Joe Biden and the Democrats, all the cheating and everything they did, they're not fooling anybody. Everybody around the world knows exactly what happened. I mean, this amounted to a coup that took place in 2020. Yeah,
it was a coup. The coup was November 3rd of 2020. That was the coup. The insurrection was November 3rd of 2020. It was not January 6th of 2021.
Right.
If it was an insurrection, people would have come with arms. You know, there were no arms in the million people that showed up. As far as we know, no one was arrested for having firearms. You can't have an insurrection without firearms. We all know that.
Yeah, that's a bad insurrection. Yeah, that was poorly played. No doubt about it. But you're exactly right. I mean, the true insurrection that did take place did happen in November. And it seems that half the country could care less that, the thing was rigged, even though you got 70% of America saying today that they suspect that there was something fishy that happened in the 2020 election. But there's no interest, the political forces to do a deep dive into this situation to find out exactly what happened and who was it. Who was it that was coordinating this? This just, you know, this was all orchestrated, what happened in 2020.
Yeah, absolutely.
Leading all the way up to January the 6th. Got to go to break. More from Scott Powell after this.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
It's obvious. The unthinkable continues. Most Americans know something very wrong is happening. People in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. That's why self-reliant folks are investing in emergency food storage. And you should, too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $200 on each 3-month food kit you purchase. My Patriot Supply also sells solar generators, gravity-powered water filters, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship that same day and arrive quickly on your doorstep in unmarked boxes. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. Time is running out to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your health care costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-254-1421. 800-254-1421. 800-254-1421. That's 800-254-1421.
Minutes after the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here with you along with Scott Powell. Scott is the author of Rediscovering America, must-have book. If you didn't get it in your stocking, you know, for Christmas or any of the 12 days of Christmas, make sure you get your hands on it because this will inspire you. and it will cause you to do some things that are needed to be done. I mean, the reason that we're in the mess that we're in is we've become rather laissez-faire, and we thought that we could trust our elected officials to do our bidding and to follow that, you know, that Constitution thing, you know? And what you're realizing is that especially those on the left, they could care less. They may talk about the Constitution, but it's in word only, but it's not in sentiment. It's not, Scott, it's not in their heart. They just really, they don't believe in the Constitution. You know, even Barack Obama, supposedly a constitutional, you know, law professor, and, you know, his statement that it was elastic in the Constitution was elastic. So I guess you could mold it around, you know, whatever circumstance that would fit your ideology at the given moment, right?
Absolutely. You know, it is an incredible document. It's a little bit like the Bible. You know, the Bible is the roadmap, the user's manual for our life. And if we follow what's in the Bible, we stay out of trouble. And life is good. Relationships are good. We prosper. We grow. We don't have to, you know, our life stays orderly. The Constitution does that for us, but it's not rigid. So in some sense, I wouldn't use the word elastic, but it has a provision for amendment, for change.
Exactly.
And the how many amendments do we have? I think we have over 30 amendments in our to our Constitution since it was originally written. And of course, the first 10 are the key ones because you know, there was this debate amongst the founders that they felt that, you know, once the Constitution had been written, that it really covered all the bases. But there were some very wise people from the South, mind you, but also the North, who said, no, we need a Bill of Rights to protect the people's rights. We need an articulation of things that must be protected to ensure that people are free and remain free. And that was what the Bill of Rights were. And had the Bill of Rights not been added, these are the first 10 amendments, if they had not been added to the Constitution after it was drafted, it's likely the Constitution would not have been ratified by the states.
Right.
So this, it's an amazing, you know, it's amazing. Our history is so amazing, so deep, and so powerful, you know, and this is why what made us the beacon of light to the world. All countries recognize that America was great because of its moral constitution. And they, you know, they, some countries sought to emulate us. You know, after the Spanish-American War in 1898, where we defeated Spain and we came into possession of the Philippines, and we said, well, we don't want you as our colony. We want to give you your freedom.
Exactly.
You know what the Philippines did to create their government for independence? They copied the Constitution of the United States almost verbatim. Now, unfortunately, just like our country, there were corrupt people who between the lines of their constitution, just as they've done in our country. Our country's been subverted, even though we have a constitution.
Exactly. You know, to your point earlier, according to the National Archives, there's been something like 11,000 amendments proposed to the Constitution, 11,000, but only 27 have been ratified to date.
Yeah. So I was off by three.
No, that's okay. It's okay. It's all right. There's always the discussion about it. But, you know, the fact of the matter, to your point, is that it is flexible in as much as that, that's what the amendment process is there. If there needs to be an amendment, hey, propose it. We go through it. And yes, it doesn't happen, you know, in microwave speed. Our Constitution was designed to move very deliberately and steady, not to do any radical changes, which, interestingly enough, when you consider, when you hold up the Constitution and what the intent of the Constitution is, and what's happened, let's just say in the last 10 years, Scott, I mean, the changes that have happened, you know, to our government and that have affected our Constitution, it's almost an anathema. It's in conflict with the original purpose of the Constitution, to your point.
Oh, absolutely. We, as I said, we have been subverted so that the power brokers in America, and these power brokers are in both parties, probably, you know, there are more tyranny-oriented politicians in the Democrat Party than the Republican Party, but there are a lot of enablers in the Republican Party.
Right.
But the administrative state is something that the founders had probably no... They had no idea of how oppressive an administrative state could become, and that's what we're living under now. We have all these agencies, and the most egregious of the agencies are, it turned out, that are our intelligence agencies. Both the CIA and the FBI are working to subvert our Constitution now.
Mm-hmm.
It's unbelievable. Because the CIA controls the media, and this goes back to Operation Mockingbird in the late 1950s and early 1960s, where the CIA said, look, we've got to control the narrative. We're in a Cold War environment now, and we need to control this narrative of U.S. communist relations. And they were very involved in undermining Joe McCarthy. Who basically identified all the communists that had penetrated the United States government. And he was accurate on all fronts, according to M. Stanton Evans, who did a, who did a you know, a deep dive analysis, a research on, was McCarthy right in fingering these people as communists? And he concluded that he did not misidentify anyone on his list. And yet he was vilified. He was demonized, and that was a CIA part of the Mockingbird plan. And demonization is a major tool that they use now. Look what they've done to people who've questioned the elections. They've demonized those people, right?
Exactly, right.
It's the same strategy being used today that was used 70 years ago. And we have to recognize it, and we have to push back and stand firm for the truth. And remind everybody that the way we get to the truth is through free speech.
Exactly.
We have to have debate. We have to have a willingness to look at all the facts and consider them. And if we don't, you know, we will lose our freedom. And we have to clean out our legal, our justice system from people who don't believe in the robust free speech. We can't have a two-tier justice system. You know, it's one tier, and it is God's tier, and it is the tier where we look at all the facts and we debate them publicly and openly. And of course, they can have closed courtrooms, but they still have to practice the principle of allowing all the facts to be put out on the table.
Well, and to your point, Scott, is that all this has to be done, you know, facts, truth, what is it held against? You know, it's like you have the Word of God. You mentioned, you know, you compared, you know, Scripture to the Constitution as a guidebook. You know, the Bible is more specific in terms of, hey, you do this, you get that. I mean, there's consequences. It's black and white. It's not gray. And the Constitution, there is some, I guess you could say, some flexibility in that. But still, by and large, these are the rules. This is how you play the game in the United States. So whenever you come to court and you're debating an issue, or you're in Congress and you're debating an issue, is it enhancing the Constitution, the freedoms of that are enumerated in our Constitution, or is it taking away, right?
Yes. I mean, that's what judicial review is about. You know, when new regulations, new laws are being passed, the first question is this a constitutional addition
exactly.
to our, you know, to our law and order system? Is it in violation of the Constitution? If it's in violation of the Constitution, it should never be passed.
Yeah, we'll leave it there. And you can ponder on that afterwards. Scott Powell, he is the author of Rediscovering America. Thank you, Scott. Take care.
Here's a message just for the attorneys out there. So you passed a bar, joined a firm, or even built your own. Now are you finding out that you're doing more administration than actual law practice? Lexicon can help. Lexicon is a legal technology provider with over a decade of experience streamlining administrative tasks, like timekeeping, billing, and more, so you can focus on maximizing billable hours and increasing client satisfaction. Call 855-4-LEXICON or visit lexiconservices.com/go to learn more.
Pizza's here.
Oh, great. I'd love some, but I'm worried about my stomach issues.
If you're worried about having diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose, oily stools, it may not just be stomach issues. It could be a condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. With EPI, the pancreas doesn't release enough enzymes to break down food, but EPI is manageable. Use the symptom checker on identifyepi.com and talk to your doctor. That's identifyepi.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
News update. The sound of protesters in Israel, as it's been 3 months and people are questioning where are the hostages and what's being done to get them out. Israelis who are missing a loved one kidnapped by Hamas terrorists back on October 7th, protesting in Tel Aviv and setting up a long table with more than 100 empty white chairs with color pictures of those still being held. In other news, in light of the war in Ukraine and the war in the Middle East, it seems it would be a good idea to know where the U.S. Defense Secretary is, but we are learning more about his absence. Lloyd Austin, turns out, was in the hospital as the result of complications from a medical procedure, and he was even in ICU for a period. Problem is, he reportedly didn't inform the White House for a few days. He was hospitalized Monday, and reporters at the Pentagon first alerted to the situation on Friday. And I'm Laura Winters, USA News.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few highlights. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I have been using Extendivite for many years. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendovite.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
About 28 minutes before the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here. We're on standby for Jeff Guerre. We're going to be joining him with his audience in Louisiana. Yes, the Cajun Crusher himself, and we'll match up our audiences and have a few moments to talk about his latest commentary on drug pricing and what Joe Biden and the government, you know, latest shenanigans is up to. But I did want to come back and address this issue of the former First Lady, Michelle Obama, saying that she's just terrified about the potential outcome of the 2024 election. I mean, this is the hyperbole, right? I mean, this is why politics is just getting in the way of common sense and any kind of normalcy. This is why I'm just becoming anti-political parties, because they seem to have been responsible for more damage and dividing us than bringing us together. I mean, because it's set up that way, right? I mean, you got the Republicans, you got Democrats, you got blue, you got red. So, you know, let the fighting begin, as opposed to realizing, like we were talking with Scott Powell, is at the end of the day, you've got to realize, okay, what is it that we have in common, regardless of your political persuasion? You know, and you look at the Constitution and you say, life, liberty, the pursuit of happiness, those are pretty good values that you want to be able to enjoy for yourself and pass on to the next generation. And the other, you know, the other barriers, I say barriers, there are guidelines there to help us to live live an American way of life, an American dream that represents and promotes that light on a shining hill to other nations, serves as an example. But here it is, you know, what's happening to America. We're losing our moral standing on international levels, and as I said, we're not fooling anybody. Well, hey, you hear Jeff Carrera right now. He's in the background. We'll bring him in the foreground right now. Hey, Jeff, how you doing, buddy? Happy New Year to you.
Happy New Year, Bill.
Hey, what an honor to have this opportunity to join our audience together, and, you know, I appreciate and respect this time that we have together, my friend.
Oh, always look forward to it, Bill, and really commend you on everything you do, and you have some great guests on. I'm just honored to be one of them.
Well, hey, let's talk about Speaker Johnson. You're writing, and I agree with you. You said he's right. The free market should set drug prices, not government. 100%. Right. I mean, this is by experience, Jeff, when the free market handles things, you know, it goes smoother. I mean, the free market, like right now, all these electrical vehicles and everything, this is all being orchestrated, you know, by a government, and this isn't happening. Common sense, just in terms of the natural response, because if the people wanted electrical vehicles, well, guess what? General Motors, the rest of the companies would be, you know, they'd be retooling, they'd be spitting them out, everything would be hunky-dory, but it's not so hunky-dory. For obvious reasons.
You know, I wanted to write this because, I mean, I've been critical of Speaker Johnson in a number of things since he took office, and, you know, he's let us down, I think, in a few areas. But in this, I did want to commend him because he is taking a free market approach to health care and dealing with Big Pharma. Big Pharma, I mean, lobbies, they spend the fourth most of any entity lobbying Congress. They spend about $52 million putting into political campaigns and all kinds of money trying to convince Congress to sort of increase their profits. And speaking of profits, we're talking about a $167 billion company. Pfizer made billions from Operation Warp Speed. Its CEO makes a billion. So now they're talking about what's coming up this year. We're going to see more than 140 brands of drugs increase their costs. We already pay more than any other nation in the world for pharmaceuticals.
Right.
So it's all
because we're the laboratory. We're the R&D for the world. So we're the ones, the American taxpayers are the ones that are carrying the freight. So now that's all covered. So then this allows them to sell to other countries at a lower rate.
Right. And what Big Pharma hates are what they're called PBMs, and those are pharmacy benefit managers. And they help, these are entities that health plan sponsors hire to negotiate against these pharmaceuticals to keep the cost of prescriptions as low as possible. And Bernie Sanders and others want to put massive regulations on these PBMs. And I think it's just another gift to the pharmaceutical companies. And you know, the Trump administration very positively viewed the PBMs and what they did to keep the prescription drug costs lower. So in this kind of environment, I think we need to keep a watchful eye on what the speaker is doing. And I've checked into his track record, and he's got a good track record on this issue, free market approach. He just hired someone on his team who was very free market oriented, used to work for the Republican Study Committee, going to be his point person on health care. So I'm encouraged that we're not going to just sort of give in to the Big Pharma legislative agenda. Mm-hmm. This will be something that we're watching very closely.
Well, we've been watching it as well, Jeff, and particularly when it comes to PBMs, because I question their value. Yes, they were set up to do a specific job, but what we're finding out in some cases is that the PBMs, the money that they're saving is going right into their pocket and not going back to reduce the cost of prescriptions. It might be, you know, one for you and three for me, you know, the way the division works up. And there's been some question on, the credibility of the process.
Well, let's keep an eye on them as well. I mean, I'm just calling out any kind of bill which increases regulation. And that's what the Sanders Committee bill marked up to do. And that just raises, for me, a lot of red flags.
Right.
So Big Pharma, I don't think we can trust. We've been through, a horror show with Big Pharma during COVID.
Right,
and
exactly.
We have the beginning of a new year, and we get all this news that, oh, yeah, prices are massively going up on 140 brands of drugs, and we're talking about an industry that, that receives billions and billions of dollars. And by the way, the CEO just received an average of $17.4 million in annual bonuses. Mm-hmm. And we got people that are struggling. You know that.
Exactly.
They're struggling.
Yeah, what's the reason that they're giving, Jeff, for the increase in drug prices? Just because, I guess, America, the sentiment, the conditioning of the American consumer is such as that everything's going up. So if everything's going up, why does it matter if your drugs are going up? Because that's just the way everything is happening right now. The trajectory of all goods and services is on an increase.
The problem is that salaries aren't, and that people are not able to keep up with, grocery prices and insurance. And, I mean, people are getting hit right now with their new insurance premiums, and it's eye-popping. So this is just another area where people are being challenged. And, again, the point of my column was to commend Mike Johnson for his previous work in coming up to alternatives with Obamacare,
right,
having a free market approach for not just giving in to Big Pharma. And I'm hoping we can continue to have that approach with him. Now, some other areas, we've seen a little bit of backtracking from Speaker Mike Johnson. I'm hoping that doesn't happen here, Bill.
Mm-hmm. Well, I would agree with you. I think that it was interesting that over the holiday that he and Schumer were able to come together and agree to a top line in terms of the budget to avoid, you know, any kind of government shutdown. But, they have to be careful not to get into a position to where we start dealing with an omnibus bill. If we do that, I think that will that'll just kill, you know, Speaker Johnson's position altogether. They need to be dealt with on a case-by-case basis. 12 appropriation bills, one at a time. Let's get through them.
Yeah.
And then, make sure you've got the top line. You've agreed on that. Okay, so now it's the dispersal of that money into these 12 different allotments, right?
Exactly. And that's the way it should be. I mean, it should all be done individually as opposed to one just grab bag of spending. And, you know, this is the kind of thing that got Kevin McCarthy into trouble. So, I mean, I want Speaker Johnson to fulfill promises. I want votes on term limits. I want votes on balanced budget amendments. I want to see all those January 6th videos released.
Exactly.
And I want to see something for the border, Bill. We gotta have something for the border. I mean, we're being invaded.
Yeah. Well, we have H.R. 2, and the Biden administration says that it's the Republicans' fault that we have a broken system. That's their narrative. That's their story. They're going to stick to it. But we know the difference between a truth and a lie, don't we, Jeff Carrera?
We do, my friend. We certainly.
You got it. Have a good one.
Is your heater or air conditioner busted? Appliance broken? Computer crashed? Then you need an ARW home warranty. Home system and appliance repairs and replacements can cause stress and cost you thousands of dollars per year. With an A+ BBB rating and a top-rated home warranty company on Consumer Affairs and Trustpilot, ARW Home provides superior service featuring the industry's lowest service call fee. ARW Home has warranty plans that cover your kitchen and laundry appliances, heating and air conditioning systems, electrical and plumbing systems, and much more. Call 800-559-7562 to customize your plan. Plus, ARW has partnered with Azurian to protect your new and used tablets, laptops, TVs, and other home tech from accidental damage and wear and tear. All plans come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. Call 800-559-7562. That's 800-559-7562.
Home sales are down 31% across America, and mortgage rates are on the rise. If your home is not selling, you need to call our experts right now at the Quick Cash Hotline. We have investors ready to pay you cash for your property, regardless of the condition it's in. Most of our closings can happen in about 7 days. You don't have to worry about a buyer getting approved. You don't have to worry about showing your home. One simple call right now. Just pick up the phone and call us. I'll give you the number in a a second. We will negotiate with you a price to buy your home. It's that simple. If you're ready to sell your home right now, any home, any condition, and you don't want to put money into it, no problem. We'll buy it from you. Call right now. It's a free call.
800-217-6459. 800-217-6459. 800-217-6459. That's 800-217-6459.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com for the whole family.
Have you heard about vine-to-bar chocolate? It's the winemaker's chocolate, the world's first chocolate made with well-vined Chardonnay marc from the beautiful coastal vineyards of North America. Gently pressed grapes are harvested after juicing, dried and finely milled, and carefully blended into the finest dark chocolate. The Chardonnay marc contains highly beneficial grape nutrients, flavanols, and has a natural sweetness that flavors the luscious dark chocolate. Mouthwatering, flavorful, delectable dark chocolate goodness with Chardonnay sweetness and beneficial nutrients. And it's alcohol-free, too. It's vine-to-bar chocolate. Order some today at vine-to-bar.com. That's vinetobar.com. Cold ship to your door, it's vine-to-bar. Vine-to-bar chocolate. Visit us at vine-to-bar.com.
Democratic Party, Joe Biden, and all his acolytes are making it quite obvious they do not want to run against Donald Trump. And at every turn, I mean, here we got 91 indictments, and as if that's not enough, now you got the individual states saying, look, we want him off the ballot. We're just not even going to have him on the ballot whatsoever. And I don't blame you, you know, as an everyday American citizen who is, you know, working hard, trying to keep up with the economy. Joe Biden's Bidenomics that says he's working. But what we're finding out, according to, you know, the latest employment figures, is it is not all that rosy. And I think out of the last 12 reports, 11 of the unemployment rates have been modified. I mean, we're back in the years of Barack Obama once again with all these numbers coming with an asterisk. We're told it's one thing, and then the next month it gets lowered. And, I mean, this has had a huge effect. But in reality, see, and this is where the disconnect takes place, Joe Biden is living under a delusion of, you know, of his Bidenomics, and everyday people are living with the reality. And, you know, the expansion in jobs are in part-time jobs. You know, people are scrambling in order to make ends meet. So all this is coming to a head. So I don't blame you whether we're talking about whether or not Trump should be on a ballot or not. And these different states that are taking place. I mean, this is crazy. And you're just hoping that there's going to be some adult in the room that's going to be able to get all the kids together and say, look it. You know, this is ridiculous. You can't continue to do this. You're creating a constitutional crisis of the least. Mike O'Neill is back with us. He's the Assistant General Counsel at Landmark Legal, and he's going to help us understand and ferret all this chaos out. No pressure, Mike. Welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
It's always a pleasure, Bill. How are you today?
Hey, I'm doing fine. I'm battling a little bit of a cold here, so
excuse me in advance.
It's just the season, I guess, right?
Sure is, yep.
Yeah, with all these dramatic changes in weather patterns and that. But anyway, help the people understand. I mean, we Colorado wants to take them off. We got, Michigan,
State,
of course.
Well.
Yeah, right. I mean, this is absurd. Go ahead. Break it down and help us understand what's going on here.
Right. So last month, the Colorado Supreme Court, essentially, they concluded they were hearing a case from a district court who had ultimately concluded that Donald Trump was to remain on the ballot, although he'd engaged in this hearing, this quasi-judicial proceeding that occurred at the district in a district court in Colorado. Again, this is a state court in Colorado, had a factual hearing, concluded that Donald Trump had engaged in insurrection the days leading up to and on January 6th, with all the activities on January 6th, concluded that. Specious conclusions, obviously, however, made these factual conclusions, but ultimately ruled that Section 3 of the 14th Amendment did not apply to the office of President of the United States. Well, the Colorado Supreme Court took those factual findings and then overruled the lower court's findings and said, hey, Section 3, Donald Trump is disqualified from serving as president, from appearing on the ballot in the Colorado presidential primary because he, quote unquote, engaged in insurrection again on his January 6th and the days leading up to it. So he is disqualified from serving as president. This section of the 14th Amendment disqualifies him from serving as president. Well, again, Maine took that decision. The Secretary of State of Maine and another state said unilaterally, no judicial proceeding, no hearing,
right,
no
exactly.
Nothing, just unilateral decision. Agreed with Colorado, said he's going to pull his name off the ballot. Essentially what they do, they disenfranchise millions of voters who were poised to vote for Donald Trump and said you couldn't do it. The only silver lining in this is both their decisions were stayed pending appeal to the Supreme Court. The Colorado decision was stayed pending appeal to the U.S. Supreme Court. The Maine Secretary of State said, okay, we're going to see how this resolves before it goes into effect. Well, of course, the Supreme Court there are petitions for certiorari. The Supreme Court has taken this on an expedited basis and has agreed to have oral arguments on February 8th on this issue.
Exactly. Well, Mike, the thing that was bothersome was right away, is the I word, insurrection.
Right.
I mean,
right.
There's no conviction. It's a statement, but they stated as if it's a statement of fact. And that's why Maine could make the move because they're basing their judgment, their decision on what Colorado said, and they said it was an insurrection. Wait a minute. I mean, we've gone through, we've exercised this deal because initially when they started using the I word after, January the 6th, even the reporters had to back off and go, well, we're kind of getting a bit hyperbolic here. But meanwhile, it's kind of been that language and that word that's been lingering around. I mean, even to a point, and this is what really bothered me about Joe Biden the other day says, he committed an insurrection. Wait a minute, you're the president of the United States. You're supposed to defend the Constitution, and you make a statement that the former president was part of an insurrection based on what?
Right, and this incendiary rhetoric is not good for our country. If you want to delve into the constitutionality of this, let's do that a little bit. Let's talk about what the framers and the drafters of the 14th Amendment meant when they used the term insurrection. Well, of course, the 13th, 14th, and 15th Amendments were all the part of the Reconstruction era amendments. The 14th Amendment was ratified in the wake of the Civil War, so that's what they were talking about. This section of the 14th Amendment was applicable to Confederate soldiers, to individuals, generals, politicians in the Confederacy who waged an insurrection for years, i.e. the Civil War. That's what was intended, not what happened, of course, on January 6th and the days leading up to it. We had but you're seeing that, of course, you're seeing that from the left. You're seeing the incendiary rhetoric over and over. They're calling individuals who are actually opposing this Confederate sympathizers. They're saying they're using these really dangerous terms to kind of normalize this, as you're saying, to say, oh, of course he engaged in insurrection. Anybody who questions that's, right-wing crazy MAGA extremist. Well, of course, that's not even the case. And when you look at the facts and you look at how the 14th Amendment was ratified and what they intended, the comparisons really fly out the window.
Well, and look what's happened to the January 6th protesters, Mike.
Right.
I mean, there are no guns. The only gun that showed up was with a Capitol Police officer who, in my humble opinion, made a it was a bad shoot, to send a round downrange in a crowded area and you kill a young woman, a veteran, who's hanging, you know, halfway in and out of a broken window, and you kill her, and then they turn him into a hero.
Mm-hmm. And so you get, and it's interesting because the factual conclusions that were made. If you want to talk about the hearing that was occurred in Colorado, how it occurred, it was under the Section 113 of the Colorado election law, and it provides this kind of hearing is for challenges to election law challenges. Okay, and what these hearings were originally intended for were matters of kind of ministerial matters. Did you simple factual matters to discern? Did you have enough signatures on your petition for you to appear on the ballot? Are you a resident of Colorado? Ministerial issues. These sorts of hearings were never designed or intended to apply to complex factual scenarios or complex constitutional scenarios. Of course, this is a matter of first impression, whether Section 3 of the 14th Amendment is applicable here. There's really been no case law or analysis. There's been scholarly analysis of it, but it really has never thrust out in the context of our republic over the hundreds of years since it was ratified because it's never been applicable. What's dangerous here, of course, is the weaponization of this. You're seeing it all across the country, and you're seeing now it's becoming commonplace. I think it's in danger of becoming commonplace. I shouldn't say it's becoming commonplace. It's in danger of being used in every kind of lawsuit, in every kind of political campaign. Oh, well, you gave a speech, for example, let's talk about it. Like Rashida Tlaib gives a speech for the pro-Palestinian, pro-Hamas supporters. They try to scale the White House walls. They shut down Congress. They're sitting outside the Democratic National Committee headquarters. They're causing a ruckus, essentially. Well, did Rashida Tlaib incite insurrection? Now is that's on the table? We've opened this Pandora's box. Well, how about Chuck Schumer? When Chuck Schumer, Jamal Bowman, when he pulled the fire alarm that disrupted, and actually, interestingly, Jamal Bowman's actually been charged with a crime for pulling that fire alarm. Did he engage in an insurrection? You see the road we're going down on. There's no limiting principle here, and the political chaos will abound unless, of course, the Supreme Court puts out this forest fire.
Well, and the thing is, Mike, there's still going to be some, you know, cleanup to do because of the psychological damage that's out there.
Oh, yeah.
Because we've become so polarized. If people are going to take away from this conflict what fits, their narrative. And, when you've got, Joe Biden and others talking so irresponsibly and recklessly, it's like they don't care about the damage that they're doing down the road. This isn't going to be something that all of a sudden the Supreme Court comes together and then they're going to complain about that because, the Supreme Court leans a little bit more conservative. So, but we need to have a final authority come in on this and at least stop the bleeding here because this is getting out of control, isn't it?
Absolutely. I used to say these are brush fires, but with all of the constitutional issues that our republic is facing going forward into 2024, these aren't brush fires. These are forest fires. And this forest fire needs to get put out as soon as possible. Now, this one, of course, what the problem here is the danger is people feeling, and this is why I go back to the disenfranchisement point. What is terrible here is the fact that you are taking a political process out of the hands of the electorate. You have individuals who are poised to vote, and voting is imperative because it's a release valve in our republic. If you're angry with the direction of your country, you can effectuate change through the ballot box. Well, hey, guess what? You're giving already people who believe that the system is rigged even more reason to believe that the system is rigged by directly taking their vote, their ability to vote for their candidate of choice out of their hands. Incredibly, incredibly dangerous. And again, this is a weaponization of it. One more thing I want to add is you were talking about how important it is. It's imperative that the Supreme Court speak to this disavow itself of this partisan allegation. It should really speak in a strong voice, a 7-2, 8-1, or 9-0 decision in this case.
Exactly. I agree 100%. Mike O'Neill, as always, we appreciate the time. Mike is the Assistant General Counsel at Landmark Legal. Please stay in touch because the beat goes on, as they say, right?
Absolutely, Bill. You have a great day.
You too. Happy New Year.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Hi, this is Dr.